I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Time to track down Chris Bartos, her border collie Finn, and the answer to our geo quiz. You can normally find Bartos and Finn at the Philadelphia Zoo. Bartos is just back from a trip to southern Africa, where she and Finn worked with the Cheetah Conservation Fund. And Chris Bartos, where'd you go?
I was in Otjiwarongo, Namibia, which is the answer to today's geo quiz.
You trained your dog Finn to help track cheetahs, the fastest cat in the world. Tell us, how did you do that?
Finn is actually trained to find cheetah scat,
which is
cheetah poop.
Cheetah poop.
So he looks for the scat. And what I did is I had samples from our zoo cheetahs. They kindly donated. And what I did was train Finn that whenever he smelled that smell, he got his toy. And then I started hiding it in the woods, and he started going out and finding it. And so every time he finds scat, he waits for his toy.
So you need to explain to us why researchers are interested in cheetah scat or cheetah poop. How is it scientifically useful?
Well, what you find out when you work in the field with wildlife is a lot of times you don't actually see the animal you're studying. A lot of the information you get is from tracks or scat. CCF has their own genetics lab. So at this point now, they can actually extract DNA from scat, and they can determine which animal it came from. They GPS point wherever you find the scat, so they can determine who's in what areas. You can find out a lot from scat.
And you were training Finn back here at home. I'm curious when you realized while you were both in Namibia that the training that you had done was actually working.
Well, the first week, we just let him get used to where he was. He was a little scared of cheetahs. We met a couple at CCF. They have some that are young ones. And then the second week, we took him out to what are called play trees. And play trees are trees where wild cheetahs tend to come on a regular basis, and they mark their territories. They scratch them. So we took Finn out. And this was out in the middle of nowhere in Africa. And he focused directly, went right in and found 5 samples on the very first day. I was so proud
of
him. He seems to be able to target in on cheetahs right away.
So, Chris, the Cheetah Conservation Fund is working in Namibia to protect cheetahs by educating local farmers. They're even using dogs to scare cheetahs away from the villages and the farms. What kind of dogs are they using there?
They use Anatolian shepherd dogs and Kangals that have been bred for centuries to guard livestock against predators. So Namibia has the largest population of cheetahs in Africa, but a lot of these cats are on privately owned land. The key is to keep educating the farmers that you don't need to shoot cheetahs, that they're not a huge threat to your livestock, and that there are other methods like using guard dogs to protect your livestock from cheetahs.
And you're back at the zoo now. I'm sure you have your handful with a lot of animals there. Which are the ones you work with primarily?
I mainly work with African animals, and I'm standing right in front of the zebras right now. I work with giraffe and rhino and antelope. Those are some of my favorites, but I also work with small mammals, aardvarks and meerkats and animals like that.
And we should mention, too, I mean, you left him behind. Are you missing him?
I did leave him behind. That was the hardest part of the entire project. Just like the people that train guide dogs, you know that you're doing the right thing, but yet you have to walk away and give them up. Getting on that plane the last day was the hardest thing I ever did. However, I know that he's going to have a great life, and they love him, and he's doing a wonderful job.
Very cool. Thanks. Chris Bartos is a curator at the Philadelphia Zoo. She's just back from Otjiwarongo, Namibia, where her dog Finn is now lending his nose to the effort to protect endangered cheetahs. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you very much.